Welcome back to another new, exciting, fantastic episode of Flux the Bells. I am Jason Lacey, that guy right over there, welcoming you with open arms, Lucas Rose.
I'm the big guy.
Your hat.
For the audio listeners.
I mean, if your clothing doesn't lie and your hat does say you're the big guy, so I'm going to go with it. You are the big guy.
Thank you. Clothing never lies.
Clothing never lies. Numbers never lie. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday. We're streaming live on twitch.tv/flexbows on a Tuesday. You're probably listening to this too on a Friday. So hope your precursor to the weekend isn't going great. We're happy to have you listening. Happy to have you watching. Happy to have you doing all the things that we always are happy to have you doing here in Flexbows Land. Welcome to the show. This is a little different. Life finds a way to shake things up. And look, at all of a sudden it's Thursday and we're recording several days late than we like to, but you gotta run with it sometimes. But before we get too far into that, let's just say, hey, join us on Discord, flexbows.com/discord. Gets you the invite into our super awesome server of secret sauce. We usually stream live on Tuesday, twitch.tv again, twitch.tv/flexbows. And if you're so inclined, if you just don't know what to do with yourself, and you're like, I want to give back to the world. I want to help make the world a better place. I'll tell you what. You just go to the twitch.tv. No, you go to patreon.com/flexbows and you can join the fabulous Flex Legion. Help support us, help support the show. And there's a couple cool perks you get along the way. This is not a normal show. This is the great IRL one-off. Lucas has apparently got a text message that he looks quite stern about. Not sure if his house is burning down.
Usually I'm just like, who's trying to talk to me and why? You know, it's more of a, what the hell is going on? Maybe I just have resting bitch face. I don't know. Maybe I just look like that all the time. Like,
well, here, I got a better idea because I just remembered I was going to do this. I was going to do this. I wanted to do it on the show. And it's very inappropriate and I love it.
Excellent.
It's a good icebreaker before we explain what this episode is. I have a joke for you.
Okay.
That I have to give credit to my wife, Jessica, because this came from TikTok this morning. Lucas.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a Catholic priest and a zit?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, Lucas, the zit is at least going to wait until you're 12 before it comes on your
face. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Zing.
Boom.
Dang.
And that's why we have that explicit
that's
label,
some,
right?
At the that's some Star Show. zesty jokes right there. Dang. Hot takes.
I was really hoping for a crying or a spit take reaction.
I made sure not to drink for that very purpose. Oh. Now I'm going to, just to show that I can.
So, we thought, going on the show, this is IRL one off. Life has been weird for the past forever.
Yeah, not just feels that way.
I mean, you know, the virus and quarantine and all of that, but like myself personally, like the things that I usually really enjoy doing just don't appeal to me. Like, you know, I watch the series and the things with my wife that we watch, and I do enjoy those, but I like in my like free time when I can do whatever, I haven't been watching typical shows. I haven't played any games whatsoever. If I had a book I was reading, I feel like maybe I'd get into that, but it's really weird. And like I was talking about it to you, and you've said you've been going through some similar things. So it's just like, yeah, you know, we kind of wanted to like explore that a little bit in a smaller, more compact episode. And then have an excuse to, so for you audio listeners, this is going to be probably a relatively short show because we're going to get through that here on the air.
2 hours later.
2 hours later. Exactly. That's our typical, I think that's our typical fashion. We're going to do that. And then we are going to stream some moving out because I think the last time I played anything is after we did the show 2 weeks ago on a Thursday or a Wednesday, whenever we did it, we played Minecraft Dungeons together. That was like the last time I've used my computer for anything besides, streaming. So that's what's kind of on the agenda tonight. So we'll talk a little IRL, discuss that. We'll kind of talk about this blob, and then that'll be it, you know? So that's what we got. That's what we got on the agenda tonight. I don't know. I don't know where we're going to go. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a pretty freeform conversation after the IRL. So
yeah,
we'll see. Maybe we'll cry, hug, kiss a little
yeah.
bit. What?
Yes, I said yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So as we are apt to say and what we like to say, why don't we talk about our lives so you, the listeners, can feel better about your own?
I like that.
Me too. Me too. Lucas, would you like to regale us with your tales of legend?
Sure.
I'm sure you've been building tables and redoing landscaping and maybe even repaving sidewalk. I don't know what you're up to now.
Funny you mentioned that. I really want to do that and fix that giant cavernous hole in the driveway, but that's not yet accomplished.
Remember when you shot a hockey puck through your window?
Yeah, I still got to fix that, by the way. I mean,
you ever really any fix critters it. Coming out in there?
Huh?
Any critters in the house?
I've worried about that, but my fix is very temporary and I have to go back and kind of like retape it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if I see some like bugs getting in, I'm like, oh, time to retape the hole.
Oh, there's a couple squirrels in my basement.
If it's so low to the ground that I don't think that like bats or anything could get in there, but you'd be surprised.
Well, I tell you what, I hear if you talk to Kevin Austin, he knows how to deal with bats in the house.
He's the real Batman.
Because that apparently happens on a biweekly basis there in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Rhode Island and the plantation whatever.
Okay, yeah.
First time I ever heard of that, I was like,
what? We all learned many of things.
It's true. Yeah, so I named my my stories here. The first one will be Pie Hard. So I got in my head that I really wanted to, so I've been baking for a little while. You know, I'm not like amazing. It's not like it's been 2 years or anything, but I've had new things that I've wanted to try. And one of those was pies because I've always heard that pies are very difficult. But, so I set about making a plan and I decided that I would just buy the pie filling because I don't want to spend like $6 in cherries, for instance, and then have them all go to waste if the first pie that I ever make is inedible. So I decided I'll pick up some pre-made pie filling and I will make the crust. So a couple days ago, I think Monday, I decided, all right, here we go. I'm going to make the crust. Now, if you know anything about pie making, which I did not, but I had looked up some stuff, you have to keep things very, very cold while you make the pie. You don't want your fats, which in my case was butter and Crisco. You don't want them to get warm because then they'll melt and kind of basically become one homogeneous glob. And I think that's exactly what happened because even though I had everything chilled, I didn't chill the bowl. I used ice water, but I don't know if I used enough water. And I could tell as I was making it that things were kind of, because it was being described to me on the directions I was following, that it would be kind of like marbled and there would be a different coloration because you're using half butter and half Crisco. So it would kind of look different. And eventually that would lead to a flaky, yummy crust. Well, as I was making this, it was pretty clear that that wasn't going to be the case. If you follow my social medias, you'll see the pictures of the pie that I posted. And
I saw them with my eyes.
You did. And I mean, if you just look at it, it looks fine. It wasn't like terrible or anything. But from the description that I had read, it was supposed to look a little bit different. And I had seen other pie doughs and I was like, yeah, this doesn't look like that at all. It's just all one color. Very just kind of blah looking compared to the other ones that I was looking at. Not only that, though, that wasn't even the worst part. I could get over that. I kind of knew, all right, this isn't going to be the best example of a crust that I'm going to make, but whatever. I'm learning some stuff. The worst part was when I had to roll this out. And because you have to roll it out pretty thin to get it to be big enough, it's got to be, so you have like a 9-inch pie plate. It's got to be a little bit bigger than that so that you can make the edges and kind of do the crust on all around the sides. So you're right. Thinking like roll it out to about 12 inches. Well, it's, that's pretty thin to roll out this amount of dough. 'Cause I split it in half so that I had some for the top. So I roll this out, and I've always been super nervous about overflowering my surface because I always worry that that's going to make it disgusting and get like...
Completely opposite of talcum powder. You want to overflower with the talc.
Yes, use as much as possible. I don't want it to like just taste like flour. You know what I mean? So I get worried about that. So I lightly dusted it and thought it was okay. No, couldn't move this thing at all. Like it was stuck to my rolling mat. And I'm like, I'm getting pissed because every time I roll it with the rolling pin, it starts sticking on the edges and coming up, which is when I knew that it was getting too warm because it's supposed to be much colder than that. I was like Hulk mad. I'm just like, oh great, this is awesome. And just, you know, pounding things and just like throwing things to the side and just getting all frustrated. So I finally get this all together and I put the pie mix in and then I get the top on and I'm just like, all right, it's going to be whatever it is. It's all lumpy.
Yeah.
And
I've done all I can.
Yeah.
Leave luck. You said the Nintendo mantra. You're like, leave luck to heaven. And
exactly.
It's or luck left to heaven. Whatever.
It's out of my hands.
Whatever. Come at me, nerds.
And so I put it in the oven and I realized, oh, I'm supposed to put foil around the edges so that the edges don't burn because they're very apt to burn since they're the thinnest part of the whole thing. So I'm like, oh, great, I forgot. And then I looked up and it said, you can pull it out after 20 minutes, then put this stuff on. So I do that. I pull it out and I'm trying to make these little, because I don't have, I remember my mom had this little metal ring, basically, that you would put over the pie and you wouldn't have to make your own. It would just sit on top of your pie and protect the edges.
Oh, nice.
I wish I had one of those because trying to make tinfoil, I'm piecing together all these little pieces of tinfoil and I get it on the edges and then I go to pick up the pie to put it in back in the oven and the tinfoil keeps falling off constantly as I'm trying to get it back in there. Oh. I'm just getting more and more frustrated. I'm like, I can't do this. And then I realize as I'm holding it, because it's a hot pie, right? I mean, the insides are boiling at this point. I realized I'm breaking pieces of the crust off from the sides. So those are going, those are like scattering everywhere inside the oven. And then some of it got into the oven itself and onto the bottom. And so those started to like smoke and basically burn to a crisp, which set the fire alarm off, which was, or the smoke alarm, I should say. So that's going off, which woke up Evelyn, who was sleeping at the time, because of course, why not make it worse? Yep. So I'm just like, I actually scared Isaac because I was just like, I slammed the oven and I'm, you know, tossing things. I'm just like,
guy in that office in that one GIF where he's like the fuck this, fuck that, fuck. And he starts throwing all the papers off his desk. And
exactly.
Everything.
I'm like, this isn't even going to be good anyways. I don't even know why I'm trying so hard. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
So Danette comes in and rescues me by putting the tinfoil around the edges and putting it back in. And then I'm just like, whatever, just we'll bake it for 20 minutes. And it didn't even like, it did this weird thing where it didn't even get golden brown. It just kind of hardened. So it's like, all right, whatever. So I pull it out and I tasted it and it's not the worst. It's not the worst pie I've ever had. The crust is very grainy and almost reminds me of graham cracker crust. It's got that almost like sand feel. The flavor's fine. The flavor is there. It's just the texture is completely wrong. So pretty big bummer. I'm going to give it a try again, but man, that was frustrating. And I learned a lot about what I need to have and what makes things convenient and definitely keeping things a lot colder. Pretty much have to freeze a lot of the, you know, put the bowl in the freezer, freeze the butter, freeze the Crisco and go from there. So I'm going to give it another shot, but man, if it's as frustrating as that was, I'm not making any more pies ever again. So it is true. I can see why people make or buy pre-made, pie crust because it is a pain in the ass. And then the other pain
like
in the ass
when I make hollandaise sauce, I see why people just buy hollandaise sauce. Cause it's just, it takes so long to like, you have to like separate the eggs.
Yes. That's always
the biggest thing is making the butter because you have to, you want to buy, more expensive, like they say, like, what was it? French butter or whatever, because you got to melt the stick of butter and then you have to separate the milk. So as it, you know, as you melt the butter, the it frosts, and you got to skim that off. So then you're left just the pure. You're separating like the butter and the fat and the milk, and you want it just the you want the pure essence. You know, you don't
Oh,
want the
man.
dairy. So you got to wait for do that, and then you gotta. It's just.
I always wondered with baking where they tell you to separate the egg and just use the whites. Could you just use pre-separated, like you know how they sell it in a jug?
Oh,
Could
I'm
you
just
just
like it.
use that?
I don't see why you couldn't. It's the same stuff, right?
Yeah. The problem is then they only give you measurement in eggs, like three egg whites.
Right.
So
Yeah, and
how
it's
would you
not. I
figure
mean,
that
separating
out?
is not hard. You just sift back and forth. But then you just got all this egg. Like if you're using the yolks, then you just dump the whites or the vice versa. You know, it's like kind
Yeah.
of a waste. But
Yeah, I had to do that for the white cake that I made, and I had like six egg yolks, and I'm like, what am I gonna do with all these egg yolks?
same reason why, like, I feel bad watching any of those like cooking or baking shows because you got all these people starving everywhere, and here we are just cooking all this food. People take a bite of, and then they just throw it all
Yeah,
away.
and you
You
know they
know.
make like six of them because they need like one for the camera shots, one to be done, one to not quite be done. Yeah, you're right.
So it's like Battle of the Beer all over again. Let's buy eight beers because we need one to
Okay.
taste, one to open,
We
one to
learned very
pour.
quick not to do it that way at all. Speaking of pains in the ass, for
Yeah,
some
me.
reason,
Hi.
I'm here. I'm a pain in the
Yep,
ass.
I'm listening.
Speaking of that, for some reason, I suddenly got into fish and keeping an aquarium.
Oh, God.
So we got my son because he loves the fish at the library. He always wants to go see them and say hi to them and everything. And also the fish that Danette had at her school when we went there a couple of times. So it's like, okay, well, that'd be a pretty cool Christmas gift because you try not to just give, you know, the latest toy or whatever. You want to do
Right.
something that at least has some learning value or educational value, I guess. So we got him that. And the thing about tanks that I've learned is they will sell you anything, really. Like if you just want a 1 gallon starter tank, they have it. But then you go to the pet store, and nothing that you will see there is recommended to be in a 1 gallon fish tank. If you're lucky, you'll find like 5 gallon, but most of them are 10 or 20 gallon tanks. And you're just like, okay, cool. So what the hell am I supposed to put in this? Because the pet store doesn't want me to put anything in here, basically. So I'm looking, and you know, we put a goldfish in there because whatever. They put like 100 inside one 10 gallon tank. So I'm sure it'll be okay. So we had this little hexagonal fish tank, which I found later was a bitch to clean because every single corner, you know, gets this algae in there. And we had an algae eater, but it didn't last very long for whatever reason. So once the snail died, I had to clean it by
Jeez.
hand.
Dude, my dad had one that lived for like ever, and he got like huge, like
Snail,
massive.
yeah, those things, or the snail or the goldfish.
The whatever those ones are, you know, they're typically black, and they have the suction cup mouth, and they're like on the side of the tank. And they're like just like an algae eater.
Oh
I don't
yeah,
know what they're.
the fish thingies. Yes, those will get huge. I was gonna get one of those actually, but they told me they are for 20 gallons or over, and I was like, oh, okay, never mind then. So just recently we decided, all right, let's get like a 3.5 to 5 gallon tank because we neither of us really want the typical rectangle, black rectangle that you just slap wherever. And then you got like eight wires coming from it and it just kind of looks sort of janky unless you really spend time to make it look nice. So we found this like half circle tank that's pretty tall. So it's 3.5 gallons technically, but it has a pretty small footprint because of it, of the height. So we get that and we set it all up and we're getting fish. And so we end up with, because I was like, I don't want to spend money on all these fish because I don't want them all to die off. So as I'm learning how to like set this tank up, nobody tells you, you have to like either buy chemicals to put in there day one so that the fish will survive, or you have to run it for like at least 2 to 3 weeks before you can add fish. So yeah, so that you can have the bacteria that's in the water, you know, replicate and be able to populate that entire tank. And those bacteria are what kill or eat the ammonia and the nitrites and the nitrates and make the water safe for the fish, basically.
So you didn't know you had to go on like YouTube and do all this research and study just to get a fish tank.
Exactly. Back in my day, you just put a fish in some water and then set it, you know, wherever you want it to go, and then you're done. But yeah. Apparently, I don't know, some magic was happening behind the doors, because I don't remember any of these problems. Buying the liquid you put in to make tap water safe for the fish, all this stuff. The testing strips and the testing liquids so that you know how much ammonia is in your water. Because I'm trying to figure out, why are all these fish dying? Because I added these fish, and one by one, you know, they all start out fine. They're all swimming around looking nice as can be. And then all of a sudden they're all like either sitting at the top or sitting at the bottom, barely moving. One snail dies, one after the other goldfish die. We had three. They're all dead now. Both snails died. The only thing that is left is the guppy that I bought on a whim because I came in with a list of fish that are hardy and will, you know, last. They're not as like sensitive to water conditions. So I had this sure. list, and I'm like, all of these fish are schooling fish. They cost like $3 a piece. I'm not buying six fish that each cost $3 only to have them all die. So we go with three goldfish, the one guppy, and two snails. And, they're all dead except for the guppy.
Oh, and my gosh.
After all of that work to make sure that everything, all the water is,
and like, this was after, like, the previous time. Or is this, because I remember you should talk about this in Discord. Is this that same batch? Or this is a separate batch?
This is a separate batch now, because we don't have any surviving fish.
Those first ones died.
We went through three or four goldfish and all but one died. And then I moved that goldfish over before I learned about setting up a new tank. And then I killed it by moving it over, even though it lasted, like it was the survivor and has lasted since probably January or February. So I killed it by moving it over, which I didn't know about at the time. Yeah, so this is a new batch of fish, and all we have left now are the guppies, because our ammonia levels are spiking, which kills the fish and causes all sorts of problems for them. And like, I was trying to make sure, I kept checking the levels and everything, but I just don't know how the hell, other than to really just leave it for a week or a month, basically, and let it go. So we'll see how long the guppy lasts. But
yeah, I mean, at least you got the tank now, I guess, and I just got to sink more money on it.
Basically, time and money. So we'll see how long the guppy lasts, and if it lasts long enough, then maybe I'll feel comfortable adding another guppy in there and then calling it.
This is why we don't have fish, because you think you're like, oh, it's, you know, the kids can help with it. It'll be fun. They're not a lot of work. And then it's just like stuff like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you want to go away for the weekend? Well, guess what? Maybe your fish are going to die because no one's there to feed it.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they get sick and die just from whatever, because they can get all sorts of problems, like swim bladder disease, where they can't stay upright or sink down. That was one of the things that they started to alert me that something was wrong, was they all were like floating around or sinking to the bottom and couldn't really move. Yeah, it was terrible.
Where's that Tracy Morgan gif? No.
I know. And then yet people complain that they have a gold, like I had that one goldfish in a bowl that wouldn't die. You know, it's crazy. I mean, understand. Yeah.
Life was simpler. Go back to the 80s. You just have a little bowl on your counter.
Bloop. Exactly. I forgot to mention, the only reason we really did get this was because, you know, I was set up to clean the other one and everything, but the goldfish will grow and grow as big as their enclosure. So I was like, we need to get a different one for him, because he was getting too big for that one. So I was like, I felt bad for the fish. So I wanted to give him a bigger house, and then he died. I killed him.
Remember that one fish you guys had in your one apartment that he had?
One that I couldn't kill. I didn't want it. It was in a goldfish bowl.
Forever.
It did. It was horrible. I never asked for it. My wife brought it home, and she's like, this is ours now, because it lasted through the school year and nobody wanted it. So, and I had no interest in fish at that time.
We're like a family now.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's going real great. The Life Aquatic with Lucas Rose.
I just wanted to share a Father's Day story. It started at 6 a.m. because my son likes to wake up at 6 a.m. now.
No one should be awake at 6 a.m.
this time he woke up at 6, and I was like half asleep. My wife's like, he's calling you. And sure enough, and he was like, Data, I pooped.
Oh no.
So I like rush in there, stumble across the hallway, wiping the
sleep
from my eyes. I open the door, I come in there, and he's like, like, Aiden, what's the matter? He's like, I pooped. I peel off the blanket. Sure enough, he's laying on his stomach, and you can just see there's this little briefs on, and there's just this large mass.
Oh no.
And luckily it was all like contained within the brief, but I was still like, buddy, you got to tell us before. And I don't know if you went through this, and sorry for parents, you probably have the stomach for this. Non-parents, you may not be ready for this, but mm-hmm. parents, we've been through it all.
Yes.
How does a child of such small stature have poop so massive?
Yeah, I know, I mean, right?
I don't even know how it has to be coiled so far up his intestine, because I mean, I kid you not, man. They're like yay thickness, but just, and they're like, if it goes down into the bowl, it's like, oh, it's just like, I'm like, where did this come from? How do you have this much poop inside you?
It's because they hold it in until the absolute last minute. And then they're like, all right, I'm going to poop.
He didn't nap that day either. So
that's always awful.
It was a long day. And then like, I guess that kind of flows well into what we're talking about, because man, like, he's been tough, man. Like, that's why we didn't do the show. I'm not going to really go into the details or everything about it, but that's why we didn't do the show on Tuesday. It was like same situation. He didn't take a nap. He was super tired, and he was just nasty. And like the experience of like trying to get him into like brush his teeth, get his pajamas on, get him to bed took forever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just fought us on everything. And like, he's nasty. You get nasty. Then you feel guilty for getting nasty. And then it just.
Well, and so it's worse at the end of the day, because yeah, you have no patience. You've already used all your patience. You just want the kid to go to bed so you can get like 2 hours to yourself. Or
yeah, you're trying to rush him because, you know, like in your head, you're like, all we have to do is get him into bed and then he's going to be better. Yeah. It's going to be better. We just have to get him in bed. And then it's like, and like he's pushed my wife to past the brink. I mean, it's just like, so that's why we didn't have the show on Tuesday. It was like, I did not feel emotionally in a place. I was like miserable. I was very upset. Yeah. It was like, no way I could have like faked a podcast persona
after all any
way, shape or form after that.
For
so
sure.
It kind of, you know, I don't know. I think we talked the IRL portion, you know, I don't personally, for me, it's like, I don't know what's going on. You know, is it like, do I have like a depression kick that I'm working through? Because I mean, that's just one of the things they talk about, is like the things you don't feel like, you don't enjoy the activities or the things
yeah.
you typically do.
Yeah.
But like, it's weird because when, you know, I started doing this exercise stuff and I was feeling a lot better, like energy and emotionally, because I'm doing something, you know, better for myself. But that kind of like goes down a bang. It kind of goes counterintuitive in a way too, because like now, like, anything I eat, I'm like, oh, I feel guilty for eating anything, because like,
oh yeah,
want to lose that 10 pounds I put on. And then it's like, you feel super guilty about anything I eat now. And it's just like, I hate being so hard on myself about everything.
Yeah. Well, clearly stress is a factor.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. Well, yeah. And like, I actually just started working out again and doing Ring Fit in the hopes of overcoming those feelings myself, because I remember, I feel like a year ago or so, I was in a better place as far as like just doing things and overall happiness and enjoying stuff. And I talked to you on the show about, I even went to the doctors and was like, hey, mm-hmm. I feel like I have like seasonal depression or something. What can I do to help with this? And I'm still taking the Wellbutrin that they prescribed me, but
sure.
I feel yeah. like it didn't do anything. Like I don't notice any difference at all. Yeah. So like I told you when we were talking about this off there, I was like, yeah, I can definitely relate, because I've had a few nights where you just kind of like, you finally have some time to sit down to yourself, and then I end up just like going through YouTube, watching videos about yard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yard recovery and stuff.
I mean, I had a very similar like experience that, and to kind of like, you know, preface everything I said, like being with my wife and son, that's like the only time where I feel like I enjoy it and I feel normal. But like, she had an appointment or something. She was out of the house, and I put the son to bed, and I was like, oh, I'd have, you know, 45 minutes before she got home. And I was like, I could, you know, play something. And like, that was my intention. My intention was to play something.
Yeah.
And I just sat here and like, didn't do
anything. Really? Like, yeah. Like, it's amazing.
My Switch has been in that backpack over there. And it's like, I'd have to get it out and connect it into the dock, or I'd have to get the GameCube controller off. I want to play Smash Bros. And I was just like, man, it doesn't appeal to me at all. And it's so weird because like I was enjoying playing Xenoblade, but it's just like, I can't even like muster the energy to like, I'd rather watch my wrestling show. And that's what I do. I watch Dark Side of the Ring.
It makes the things you like to do that take any effort whatsoever feel like a chore all of a sudden.
Yeah. And it's just so bizarre because I feel like it just came from nowhere. And then it was just like,
but I feel like it, like for me, I think I'm coming on the upswing from that. And I feel like it also goes away out of nowhere too. It's just like, I can't explain what is why it came on or why it's leaving. So it's so, weird that
it's frustrating too, because like I don't know, it really is like, and I've noticed like it's probably for the better actually. I haven't been checking, I haven't, like when I'm not at work and not near a computer where it's super accessible, I haven't been like on Twitter, I haven't been jumping on like Discord very much. Mm-hmm. And again, that's probably maybe better for your like mental health to like break,
disconnect all that, a little bit.
But it's been weird, man. And like I've been looking forward to this because I'm hoping like being able to do the show and then like force feed some gameplay for something I've been wanting to play that I haven't, that's like completely ridiculous, might help snap out of it.
Yeah,
you know,
or at least identify some things as to what,
right,
what's,
and it's
going
like
on.
I don't even like it's weird. One of the other things we've been watching that I could not stand, I've been watching Hoarders.
Oh yeah.
we've been watching that, like that's something crazy, you know, weird to watch, you know, in bed before, you know, chilling out. And before I couldn't, you know, like I just couldn't stomach it, you know, like it's disgusting how like the filth people live in. And then especially if like people, the filth people had kids and they let their kids live in filth, that's just like, I couldn't,
or they have like 8,000 pets.
Yeah. I hate seeing kids mistreated or not taken care of. So it was like, but now I'm just like, I watch it, I'm just like glued to it. I was like, I can't stop. Kevin mentions in the chat, I know Donnie did recently as well. I was purging, you know, Twitter, and same thing. I'm like, I find if I ever open Facebook, I'm like, why am I even looking at this? And then you forget. It's like, okay, well, I'm in charge. I can curate my own experience on these platforms, but it's like, I don't. It's like someone today was like, had some, you know, some stupid, wasn't a meme, but a stupid picture of like this, this tweet of a congressperson supposedly saying this thing about how, oh, we got to praise the governors and they got to keep everything shut down because until after the election. And it was like some hashtag, and it was like this complete bullshit fake image that was constructed, but people that believe they want to believe to share it. And it's just like all that crap. I'm like, I don't need to see people I used to go to high school with sharing this stupid political agenda nonsense. That's not even, regardless if you are on that side of the argument or of the other, it's not even real.
Real.
It's manufactured content that people just blindly share. It's like it's a fake, I hate to quote the orange bastard, but it's like the fake, you know, fake news, but it's just the bullshit that people spew and share over. And it's like, and Twitter can be just as bad. Like, and then that's why I do have some curated like lists on Twitter of people I want to see tweets from, because otherwise everything can just, I mean, I only follow like, you know, 400 and some people, but still that's a lot of noise that everything's just going to get lost in. So, I mean, like, I don't know why there's like reluctance, like you're in control of your experience on those platforms and you can curate that and filter out the, there's like an extreme where you can block out any opinion that doesn't agree with you. I'm not saying you want to do that because you don't want to just put yourself in a bubble. you know, because you're not exposing yourself to other opinions and other views. I don't think that's a good thing. But it's like, if you're seeing a lot of junk that you don't want to see, it's like, you don't have to block people, but you can mute people and like that. And you don't have to see those things anymore, or you just don't attention, you know, don't pay attention to that and just look at these special lists you've created. That's why I still use TweetDeck, because TweetDeck and what is my mobile client, TweetBot, because I can't, like, I'd love like the better support on the actual Twitter client, but you can't, the list support's garbage, and I don't want to just see the feed or see what Twitter thinks I should see, you know? I think right now, you know, probably what is probably playing a part is, unfortunately, all the social unrest and social outrage that's happening right now. I mean, how can, like, our country kind of sucks, man. You know, you grew up in this sense of, oh, America's this great place, and we're this global phenomenon, and we're making everything a better place. And now it's like, we're just kind of shit. We're really a shitty place.
Every state is Florida right now.
Yeah.
Or at least it feels that way. I find that Twitter, just using the app, it's so easy to just follow random people, especially because I get a lot of similar content to what you're looking at right now. So I get all these things about video games or whatever, and it's like a constant list, even though I'm just looking at one message sometimes, or like one feed or whatever. And it's just so easy. Like, I don't even know who these people are, but I'm like, oh, follow. Oh, you're doing a giveaway. Oh, follow, you know, that type of thing. And it's hard, at least for me, because when I see things like what you were talking about, where you see something that's not even real and they're acting or talking as if they believe it or whatever, you want to correct. Like, that's what everybody wants you to do. Like, society wants you to stand up and be like, no, 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 this isn't right, and here's why, blah, 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 this is proven to be fake, blah, blah.
But then I'd be a libtard snowflake or something.
Right, exactly. So. That's a lot of work. It's not really your responsibility to correct the actions of another person.
No.
There's pressure there to do that, and it's a lot on one person, and it's not really fair to expect everybody to stand up and, you know, fight every single person who...
Right.
Like you said, doesn't even have the facts. So
right. But you know, there's so many people that's like, oh, I can't believe it. Yep, that's exactly I'm liking and I'm sharing and I'm
without any fact checking or whatever. Yep.
Well, let's talk about a real big thing. Lucas, are you gonna miss Mixer?
No, not at all. I find it funny that they signed Ninja and then they got rid of the service.
Hey, he got paid. So, that's, I mean, good kudos to him. What was it, Kevin, if you're still in the chat, what was Mixer called before it was Mixer? I can't remember what it, before Microsoft acquired it, it had a different name.
Microsoft Meets.
I can't remember what it was called, but I remember, like, Nathan was all about Beam. That was it.
Beam, yes, oh, yeah.
Nathan was all about it when it first came out, and he was like, Beam, this is going to be great, and da-da-da. And I remember I was always making jokes behind his back to Donnie. I was like, Beam sucks. So I couldn't do anything.
Sorry. I actually liked the interface.
It sucked. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I actually ever streamed to it, but I mean, for, I don't know if I'm not saying I was always sitting here secretly hoping it would fail, but
I mean,
the writing was on the wall for a long time.
I mean, yeah, the numbers were out there for quite a while.
I guess why it's doing terrible too, because you have a better shot of exposure on a less populated number. But now it's like, you know, the server that, you know, Couchbot, that the bot I have in Discord, I'm still in their server. And it, like, I think he's the dev for that is like been compiling suggestions for people, like what kind of features they'd want in a streaming platform. So I'm not sure if like he's trying to like research and eventually build something. But, you know, some people are going out in different things, because I think Facebook sounds god awful, streaming on Facebook gaming.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like, just that I know of, there's one called Cafe. There's a ton of platforms that you never heard of that people are streaming on too. And it's just like,
well, and they want to be the first ones in so that you're not like on YouTube or Twitch.
Twitch is kind of like the Facebook of social media. I mean, of streaming sites. I mean, Twitch is a vile, terrible place where misogyny and sexism and racism runs rampant. And Twitch has never been good about policing it or fixing themselves or being able to do anything with it. You know, they say this is what we're going to do, but they'd always like turn on their policies and change things. Now our channel's going to get shut down because I'm bad mouthing Twitch on their platform. So.
Yeah, it is, and that's another thing too, is all those Twitch streamers and stuff and all the things that have been going on in that whole realm. Just everything in general is just really shitty right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the problem. It's just like things suck, you know. I hate seeing my family struggle. I hate struggling, like work. Like, I mean, work's okay, but I mean, it's just like, man, I don't know. I don't. It's like I don't know if I'm just carrying something extra that I'm not really seeing. Like, I don't feel like stressed or anything like that.
I
But I mean,
think
like,
that's, I was just going to say, I think that's misleading to say that you feel stressed, like you don't feel stressed, because I think like you can be stressed without feel like, because they always, you see cartoons of people who are stressed or whatever, you see those ads for pills and it's like, do you look like this? And then they're all like worried and having a nervous breakdown. But I think, I wonder if you can be stressed without really knowing it mentally. Like, you know, sometimes I go to bed and I notice my whole body is tense and I have no clue why. And then I have to like mentally be like, why am I so, like, can't I just relax and kind of melt into the bed? But I have to think about
I
it.
guess here's what we'll do. All right. We'll take the car, because we'll take the T-tops off, so then we have airflow, so we don't have to worry
Yes.
about socially distance.
Okay.
And we'll take it to Lowell, to the smoke shop.
Ooh, I like
We'll
where
load
this is
up,
going.
and it'll just forget all our problems all the way back.
Nice, but we have to put the T-tops back on so that we can hotbox.
Oh, so you can hotbox it.
I'm
Yeah.
kidding. That is irresponsible. Don't smoke and
And
drive.
do donuts.
And yes, exactly. And get donuts because we'll
So
be
do we want to
hungry.
do donuts? I want to recreate that one deal with it gif of that little girl in that little toy car where she comes out of the driveway and she like does this perfect power slide and she's like
Oh,
throwing out the horns as she power slides out. It's
yes.
so perfect.
I'm afraid my car will explode if I try to do a donut with it, though, or power slide or anything like that.
I mean, Rose and Sons Garage, you guarantee and put a warranty on all service, right?
I don't want to own a car that's, you know, on jack stands longer than I actually drive it. That'd be bad, okay? Before we go, or before we move on, I do want to say I have identified a few things that I've been struggling with ever since the quarantine and everything. And it would have had to have happened eventually with summer, but I kind of fall into a rhythm or a schedule without realizing it, you know.
Sure.
When Isaac was still going to school and my wife was going to work, you know, I had a certain sort of schedule that I followed. It's not like I wrote it down, but it was like, all right, it's about 10 or 11 o'clock, I'll work out. You know, before that, she goes down for a nap, I'll do a little bit of gaming, and then she'll wake
Right.
up and, you know, then Isaac gets off the bus and blah blah blah. So I had this time during the day where I could do things and I had my own me time. And then that kind of all went away once the quarantine started. And you know, the kids are waking up a lot earlier now. They wake up around 6:30, which
Sucks
means
so bad.
I've turned my clock back. I used to go to bed at like midnight at the latest. And now it's like if I might be in bed by 10:30 some nights. Usually 11 is where I cut it off though.
Yeah,
So
it's usually
losing,
like 10:30, or it's I have
or
to.
it's,
It's
yeah,
just
you're then you're dead. You know, losing that 1 hour of my personal time. And then it's also been starting later because we've been trying new routines for the kids who have been waking up in the middle of the night. And there was this streak where I probably lost a good amount of sleep and racked up a sleep debt that I'm not really recovering from, because every night I'm getting like 6 hours of sleep because I was going to bed so late. So then I had to readjust all of my schedule. And then it's like, okay, so I get down by like 8 o'clock. And then I got to fart around on YouTube and check social media or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, so I could start a game and probably play it for, quite honestly, like an hour. And then maybe watch half of a movie or like
Yeah.
sit down. Because I want to do both things, you know? I'm
Right.
fighting between other hobbies. And so it's very stressful to even, I know that's really like a first world problem. Oh, I have so many things I want to do, but not enough time. But it is like you want to keep up with all your friends who are playing games and you want to check out the newest thing, but you still have this backlog. And I've got all these movies I wanted to watch, and I'm not even like a third of the way to where I was at last year at this time with movies. And it's just all really stressful and just kind of feels like you're already defeated right out of the gate. So yeah, it really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can sympathize that too, because sometimes it's like, I have half an hour, but it's like, why am I even going to boot up Xenoblade? Because I'll do like two side quests and just won't feel like you're
getting anything accomplished. Yeah.
To do anything. But I don't know. Maybe this is like a chance to change that. I don't know, man.
I don't have any answers. I wish I did. But at least now people know where we're coming from. It's yeah. hard to do gaming podcasts where you want to talk about something new, but your playtime has gone so far, like cut in half, basically.
Don't join PSVG then.
I guess not. I need a podcast
about
baking. You
gotta be on the bleeding edge of everything.
Well, thankfully, Kevin doesn't seem to care that. He's there to be on the bleeding edge. I'll play the 7-year-old games that I'm just now getting to.
He's on the bleeding edge, and he's doing reviews on the side.
He's a national treasure is what he is.
I mean, it's that fire. It's that fiery hair. It keeps him going.
He's got it in his soul and in his hair.
Well, and gingers don't have souls. Isn't that the saying?
Right. Maybe that's why he doesn't have a soul, so he doesn't have to worry about being depressed or any feelings at all, really.
Yeah. So coming back to kind of full circle, I feel like part of the solution is like if you had like some good like comfort media to return to, you know, like being a TV series or a movie or even a game. And I feel like right now, like what I would love to play is Wind Waker. Honestly,
yeah, I saw you talking about that.
That would be like so awesome to go back to that. Just like it feels right. But I'm not gonna download Dolphin, and I'm not gonna
go through all that pain and hassle.
Yeah, that's not even worth it. I'd rather be able to play it legitimately on the Switch. You know,
yeah, I was gonna say it's gonna come to the Switch eventually. It's got to.
So. So I think that's key, and just kind of like jumping back into some things, and like, and plus, I mean, like, you know, that new Paper Mario game is hitting in like less than a month, and that'd be like a breath of fresh air too. But it's like I don't feel right playing anything else until I want to see Xenoblade through to its end. So it's like I don't need to jump on that for 2 months at the rate this is. I mean, I think I'm barely like 11 hours into that thing, and that game's like 50-60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got at this rate, I've got like, I'll be set till Christmas.
It's true. And something about playing a game that long, it's very difficult to do, because you do want to,
it's a commitment.
There's other things coming out, and you want to check them out, but you know, you're stealing from that pool of time that you have for that game that you're supposed to be beating it.
Yeah. Well, luckily I think I've got till October, because like, really, I don't think, well, besides the Mario, I don't think there's anything else I really want to play until like Squadrons, I think, until that comes out. And let's face it, gotta have the upgrades, gotta have the new PC for that baby.
Are you bummed that you got rid of your HOTAS now?
Yeah,
that Squadrons,
a little bit, because that'd be sweet about that. To play with that, but at the same time, it takes up so much space.
Yeah,
so
that's understandable.
I'm fine with just using a controller.
As somebody who has to store a steering wheel and pedals, I completely understand that.
If I had your VR and the HOTAS, baby.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That'd be
that's
awesome.
When they said that'd VR, I was awesome. Just like,
like that. Well, I mean, look, you're getting borderline AAA support and in VR compatible, not exclusive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Widespread. So, I mean, that's great.
Hopefully that will help. We'll see.
Hopefully it doesn't play out like trying to do like, I didn't really do any of the squadron mode in Battlefront 2 because I didn't play Battlefront 2 hard. You know,
yeah.
But Battlefront 1, it just felt like I'm just flying in a circle, and then dead. Or you just flying in a circle. Yeah. Oh, Boba Fett and Millennium Falcon came and just torched me.
If
the combat in that was really not intuitive and not really, it just felt too arcadey.
Yeah,
know?
I agree. If the trailer's there to be believed, the way the flying in this looks and the kind of, it almost looks like the Forza Horizon of dogfighting space sims or whatever, because it's kind of like that mix in between simulation and arcade. But yeah, I liked what I saw so far. It looks like that nice mix, and I think that's what it needs to be, is
kind of recapture that X-Wing versus TIE Fighter glory days.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not like you're playing, you know, you're not flying an actual plane or whatever. So it doesn't have to be super simulated, but you want enough depth there that it feels, I don't know, somewhat believable. So,
you know what I'd like to see in a dogfighting game like that, though? I'd like to see one that locks you into cockpit perspective.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because I feel like, because let's face it, third person really gives you an advantage in something like that.
It does.
Like, let's be honest, that TIE Fighter, you can't see very good in that thing. Like, I feel like the cockpits on those are very obstructing, and it really limits your field of view. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's really like a disadvantage, but it's very immersive. Like, those cockpits, especially you got all the dials and doodads, and I mean,
you can get bobbleheads and such.
Yeah. So. I mean, let's face it, Loot crates, Funkos are like canon now.
It's true. I hate those things. It's the eyes. That's what it is. Why do they all have the awful eyes?
I only have two, and one is Reinhardt, so he doesn't have the eyes. And the other is the other one doesn't have the eyes either, because it's what's his name from Grunkle Stan.
From
that show I like, the cartoon with the things,
Gravity Falls. The
Dipper. Gravity Falls. Yeah, thank you. So, you ready to stop talking about nonsense and we'll get out of here and we'll play, we'll move out together.
Yeah. So we'll end the stream for a few seconds while we get set up with the game.
Yeah. So we're gonna do the outro here. We'll do the OC remix and give us time to do a little break, and then we're gonna. So for you audio listeners, that's the end of the show. You guys, if you're here on the stream now and you want to stick around and watch us fail at games, we're gonna do that next. So right now is where I say thank you to all of our patrons, but a special thanks to our arbiters of awesomeness: Josh Brown, Kyle Hyman, Tyler Rowland, Tom Servo, Matt Knight, and Zach Bradshaw. Our executive excellence: Edward Callow and Bow before the Crusaders of the Legion: Dan Anthony and Devin Tyus. We thank you all for your support. If you want to check out the Flux Legion, please hit up patreon.com/fluxdepots to get the exclusive Jason Explains. Exclusive podcast called Safe Space, early access and voting privileges to Fluxdepots Radio. Got a new volume coming up in early July, and maybe a little more stuff coming. So check that out. And we're going to play a little Overclock remix to properly end the show, since Paper Mario is coming. Look at that. We've got a Paper Mario remix courtesy of JN Wake, UV Sir J, and XPRT Novice. This is Paper Mario Teenage Mutant Ninja Koopa.
Ooh.
See what they did there with that callback. Yeah. Ranges the music of two songs: Attack of the Koopa Bros and Koopa Bros Keep Cool. This is from Paper Mario released 2000 on Nintendo 64. So we're going to play this remix. We'll ignore you for a bit, and then we'll come back and we'll fire up the game and stream for a little moving out. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. We will be back on the podcast next week. Rest of you, stick around for some hot cupping.
Hell yeah.